And speaking of someone who makes my dreams come true, Brian McTavish is back with our Week at To-Do List. How the heck are you, Brian?
How do I follow that?
You do.
I just have to. I chronologically must, correct?
Okay. Yes. What, Daryl Hall, right, and John Holtz?
Daryl Hall.
They're alive?
They're alive and more than well. Oh, my gosh. The rock and roll stalwarts, best-selling rock duo ever. They'd actually call it rock and soul.
Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock, Saturday night, Starlight Theater in Swope Park. My gosh, you're going to get Kiss on My List and She's Gone and Sarah Smile and Rich Girl and Private Eyes, mm-hmm, and Maneater. But a little bit of presidential-related news. You were chatting with Mr. Kraske earlier in the hour.
Indeed.
So this kind of fits in a way. Did you know, this got by me, did you know there was a Hall & Oates Fans for America super PAC?
Seriously.
It was aimed at doing damage to Romney's campaign.
My goodness.
Now, if you blinked, you may have missed it, because as soon as Hall & Oates found out about it a few weeks ago, they were not pleased. It was unauthorized.
Oh.
And they had it immediately dissolved. But catch this. This is interesting. The final word from the doomed super PAC before they went away forever, this press release statement, they said, well, the gist of it was that Daryl Hall and John Oates recognize that the personal viewpoints of their fans cross all political spectrums and are honored to be supported by their fans everywhere, regardless of political
affiliation. What, are they running for office too?
Well, translation, right? Why risk hurting ticket sales?
Exactly.
That's exactly
Hall
right.
Hall Oates, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Starlight Theater in Swope Park.
Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light?
Correction, Hall & Oates, Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Hey,
Yallapalooza. You could get there 24 hours early. They're worth it. Yeah, now we're listening to Mr.
Dierks Bentley.
Yeah. He wants you all to come down to Yallapalooza. He's the headliner. Country Musical Festival gets going 5:30, also Saturday. So was it Hall & Oates or was it Yallapalooza? I don't know. That's a Cricket Wireless Amphitheater. I prefer to still call it Sandstone, old school me, in Bonner Springs.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Dierks is that he wears no cowboy hat. He wears a ball cap instead. So he's very approachable. He's very mainstream. He has another song out there. He has a song out there called Home, which he will certainly do. It's about the home of the brave. It's a patriotic number. Get this quote about America. He says, I love the history of country music, and I love the history of our country. That's Dierks Bentley. Country fans love their country.
Indeed. We'll have Brian's list on our website later this afternoon.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
What's going on here?
The classic movie intermission animated short with anthropomorphic hot dogs and Cokes and candy bars. But it's pertinent because even though there will be treats in the lobby, the real treats will be on screen at the first ever Kansas City Animation Celebration, Saturday night, Boulevard Digital Drive-In Theater in Kansas City, Kansas, presented by Cinema KC and the Midwest Association of Professional Animators. This is a first ever event. Local Kansas City and Midwest animation talent will be on display. It's fun for animation fans. It's fun for the whole family. Get this, 5 o'clock, it starts Saturday night at the Boulevard with art vendors and a mentor center where student, amateur, and professional animators can hobnob, get questions answered, animators of all stripes. So if you have anything in you that wants to animate or hone your craft or just learn about it, go to the mentor center. And it's like at this point, I think organizers say it may be a 2.5-hour program that starts at dusk, cutting-edge animation. I could go on, but time does not permit.
When I think of you, I think of Superman.
I'm on today for you, aren't I?
You are.
I do it for you. Okay, that's the Superman theme, obviously. Thank you, John Williams, wherever you are. In honor of the 2012 Free State Comic Con in Lawrence, Kansas, annual comic book spectacular, with comic dealers and comic creators out the wazoo, if we can say that on the air, 10 to 5 Saturday at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Real quick, favorite superhero, do you have one?
I do have a favorite superhero, but I'll have to wait till next time.
I'm telling mine. Mine's Wonder Woman, because she has the lasso of truth, and I'll leave it at that. It's my thing.
I wanted to fit this last one in. Why are we listening to Henry Mancini's Elephant Walk?
Couple of quickies. KC Chalk and Walk. Festival, street painting, all day Saturday and Sunday at Crown Center Square. It's absolutely free. Also, Sand in the City Sand Sculpting Contest. The parking lot at Wonderscope Children's Museum in Shawnee Mission, Kansas is transformed into a sandy beach, sand castles, and so much more. Family Fun Day Saturday.
That's Brian McTavish and the Weekend To-Do List. We'll have it up on our website, kcur.org, this afternoon. Tomorrow, jazz artist Karen Allison, Flirting in the Modern Age, and a fan's notes from Victor Wishna. Today's show was produced by Danny Alexander. I'm Steven Steigman in for Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.